Okay.
So we will have a minute.
Mincha Maariv at 4:15, face-to-face at 8:15, and Maariv at 9:15.
Great. Presumably there'll be a Maariv at the 4:15 as well.
Yeah, Mincha
Maariv. Okay, great. So just to take a brief distraction from our regular daily halachot, why do we fast today? Anybody know? Why? Why do we fast? Because there was a siege. In fact, there's a constellation of reasons, one of which is that there was a siege of Yerushalayim began. Also, traditionally, within the last day or so has been the outside of Ezra HaSofer, and also the event with the Ptolemaic king, Talmei HaMelech, when the Torah was translated into Greek, took place this time of year. And in the eyes of Chazal, it led to 3 days of darkness. And the translation of the Torah into Greek, though miraculous in some ways, some of you may remember the story. What was the miracle? Right, that 50 rabbis in 50 different rooms agreed on the translation. It's been pointed out that having 50 rabbis in the same room and agreeing on translation might be more miraculous. It's also worth pointing out that really the miracle was not that they agreed on the translation. You'd expect 50 experts to get to the same result. What the miracle was that they agreed on the divergences when they were in separate rooms. They came to the same conclusions about how to protect the Torah from assault from the Greek powers. But the translation itself is seen as a terrible thing, which is strange, especially as last week 90,000 people gathered, about 90% of which, I imagine, made use of an art scroll translation. Presumably not that many made use of the Sonsino translation. Some of you may know that when they were going to publish the Sonsino, there was a lot of kerfuffle in Israel. They were, the Gedolim were worried about translation being a problem. Someone showed them a draft of the Sonsino, and they said, oh, no one's going to know what this is talking about. Don't worry about it. So apparently that's anecdotal but true. But the question is, what's so bad about translation? We were celebrating this last week. It's about the dissemination of Torah. Why would we think it's bad? And there are two basic answers. One is the Or Gedalia, who says that actually historically there was a particular reason that this translation was a problem, and because it was an attempt to acculturate Torah, to turn it into a book of civilizations. You had the ancient works of the ancient world. They wanted to put Torah in the library of civilization, which would reduce it from a work of ethical norms for the world as an immutable text of divinity, to turn it into just a book in the library. And that was the problem. So actually, translation's not generally an issue. The second answer is the Chasam Sofer says, actually, all translation is a problem because by definition, when you translate, there's a loss of meaning. You make a choice. You limit your options and the Torah is diluted. And that's why it's a problem. And in fact, when the Art Scroll was published, if you look in the beginning pages, I think just of brachos, maybe all of them, there are about 15,000 pages of haskamas to make sure it's okay. And Rav Aaron Moshe Shechter, in his introduction, in his haskama, says, I agree to this on condition you don't call it the Art Scroll translation, you call it the Art Scroll commentary. So no one should think that they've captured everything in the text in a simple translation. It's one view. I think it says on the front, the Art Scroll translation, but the haskama's in there anyway. Either way, the hope is through fasting. And generally, this idea that we're constricting meaning fits in with the idea that this is the time of siege, when we were held in and tightened in. And this time of year, the time of the winter, the depth of winter, is the time when things are most withdrawn and constricted and compacted. And the hope through fasting is that we can come towards a time of light and expansion, and not just light, but 3 days. Like we had 3 days of darkness, 3 days of light, and move forward.